Good morning,
We are very grateful, very thankful to the Lord for allowing us to be able to meet together again for another St. James Missionary Baptist Church podcast. How important is the Word of God to you? We are just glad to be here and glad to be able to be here with you. Before I go any further, let us look to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be able to meet again during this broadcast. We thank you for watching over us as we slumbered and slept through the night, and for waking us up and giving us the activity of our limbs and closing us even in our right minds that we might be able to just share in your word together. We are praying, Heavenly Father, that you would grant us the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding, so that we can rightly divide your word as we discuss a topic, Lord, that we believe is inspired by you. We are praying, Lord, that you would direct our thoughts and our speech, especially as they go over these airways, Father, for we know if you do that, we know, Lord, that your word will go forth to those that you want it to go forth to, and as well as for those that will be able to receive your word without confusion, without distortion, but be able to receive it in the spirit which it is given, which is by your precious Holy Spirit. We thank you. And I pray, Lord, that you even allow me to be an instrument used in your hand this day. This I do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Again, we welcome you to another edition of the St. James Missionary Baptist Church podcast. How important is the Word of God to you? And what we, as part of our theme for our broadcast, as you know, for those of you who watched our podcast, you know that this is our segue we use to go into our topic for it. As we do, this is what we. Well, we say, how important is the Word of God to you when it comes to, and today's topic is when it comes to entering the kingdom of God. Entering the kingdom of God. Now, some of you say, well, we've talked about this before. Well, we're going to talk about it again because this is something that ponders a lot of people because they hear about the kingdom of God, they hear about heaven, to hear about paradise, and we read different passages of scripture. And I do not want folks to be confused what we're talking about. Okay, just to mention, it will be briefly because when we talk about the kingdom of God, it really needs to be explained in depth to those who are confused about it, because we understand that the kingdom of God can be, boy, let me rephrase that. The kingdom of God is shown in the passages, different passages of scripture as a place. It is shown as us. It is viewed symbolically. It is also viewed literally. And none of them contradict the other. If you understand what we mean by the kingdom of God, and you have to go deeper into it, and we can, it doesn't require us to go out and buy books printed by this person, that person. All we need to do is look into the Word of God. And the Word makes it very simple. And for that, we praise God. We thank Him for His Holy Spirit, which teaches us. We're going to delve into this particular passage because it is rich, like all of the Word of God, but it is rich. For this is what it says in Matthew, the 19th chapter and the 24th verse. Now watch this. It says, again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. We talked about this passage on Sunday. As I often do, we talk about a lot of times the Lord allows me before what we talk about for our Sunday message to be expounded upon a little bit differently or deeper during our podcast as well as during our Bible study. Now, I shared, and I'm just going to share briefly today, that this is one of those many passages of scripture that I recollect from my youth. And when I say my youth, I'm talking even when I was younger than a teenager. I hadn't even reached 10 years of age when this passage of scripture left me puzzled. It left me bewildered, because just this verse, when he talks about it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. Well, one, when we picture a sewing needle, that's what I pictured. That's what I'm getting from here. When he said the eye of a needle, I don't care what size the needle is being used. I don't care if it was one that a woman uses when she's sewing. I don't care if it's a knitting needle. I don't care what the needle used in a sewing machine. There is no way a camel's gonna get through it off the gate. So for to say it's easier for a camel to go through, for me, it might as well say, hey, a camel can't get through the eye of a needle. But when I further read the verse, I said, well, yes. So it's easier for a camel to get through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. The conclusion I was getting for that was, since a camel can't get through the eye of a needle, I guess a rich man cannot enter the kingdom of God. Now, that's what I came to as a youth. And that left me puzzled and a problem. Because at that time, being young as I was, I'm thinking as a child. And the only rich person I could think of at that time was Job. And I remember us talking about Job, and probably in Sunday school, maybe from a sermon, I don't know, but I remember. And I remember that Job was a man that feared God. Job was a man that God had confidence in, because God put Job to a test. So I say, well, God, if God had confidence in Job, he trusted Job. And without going into Job's story, eventually God blessed Job even beyond he was when he first started the test. Then I came to this terrible thought for me as a kid. So you're trying to tell me that God would put Job through all of that again, and this test that he put against, he had him had to pass. Well, he didn't have to. Let me rephrase that. He put him up to this test that Satan challenged him to. And not only did Job pass this test with flying colors, God increased him. His health, his material things, livestock and all of that. And he just brought him back. He even replaced the children that he lost, more children. He did all of that, and then he would turn around and not allow him to enter the kingdom of God. I was puzzled. I gotta tell you, I was very puzzled. Okay, that had me very, very bewildered. Well, I knew this, that after all of this, it made me think that in order for a man to get to the place where God resides, we're talking about now, the kingdom of God, this is what this passage is leading us to. For man to get there, something very miraculous would have to take place. Which again, let me look further into Matthew 19 and look a little bit into the 21st and through the 26th verse, where it says also, who then can be saved? This is what the disciples asked Jesus. Who then could be saved? I mean, they probably were feeling just like I felt, or just like you would feel. Can't nobody get through the eye of a needle. And I was wondering why the Lord used a camel. He could have said it's easy for a man, because he could have said a mouse. Who can get through the eye of a needle? That's impossible. You know, that's impossible. And then you said it's easier for something that we know that is impossible to get through than for even a rich man to get through. Oh, this left me so puzzled. But this is what I was getting from that passage. Okay. So I'm stuck here. Okay. I'm realizing now, watch this, to get through into the kingdom of God. Okay. It's just impossible for man to do this. We often hear about people saying, well, if I do enough good deeds, if I do enough good things, if I treat people right, and all of these things outweigh the bad things that I do, that will be enough to get me through. The passage of scripture tells us right here. It tells us right here. With man, this is impossible. Man. Would leave it up to man's abilities, man's devices. Man cannot do this. He can't. So to get through this entrance, I was stuck. And as I shared something, I'll share it with you. This is, now remember, I'm flashing back to when I first was puzzled with this as a child. But as time went by, I learned something. I learned that when you picture those gates that even may say the Greeks, the Romans, they would have, and you see them in the movies or television, where it's a great gate and they had to open up this gate in order for those who want to enter into with their wagons and their livestock and, you know, on their beasts, and whether camels, you know, and sometimes horses, and in order for them to come through. Even another good example is when we see those Westerns where people had to come through the fort to get into the, you know, to get into the base, to get into the camp. You know, those gates to get into the sides inside the fort. They had those gates. They had, you know, had someone standing, some sentry standing guard, and they had to open the gate for people to get in. In my mind, I said, that's that. Why, well, you know, maybe this is why the Lord used camel, because I found out that, especially in the evening when they would close these gates and it was dark, and of course they had no street lights and all like we had, if a stranger or someone came up and wanted to enter, they would not open up that gate. Because not being able to see who all was out there, that would leave opportunity for them to be attacked, for people to come in and enter into the fort or into the city or wherever they were trying to enter through that gate. But they had, next to that large gate, they had an entrance there. But it's a small entrance, and picture it as a doorway, if you will, but not a regular size door, big door, a small door. You can't cook. You couldn't come through on your horse even, or your camel. You had to kind of squeeze through by yourself. You had to get off your beast and come through this entrance. And guess what? I found out that that entrance was called the Eye of the Needle. And when I read that, oh man, it opened up so much more of my understanding of this passage of scripture. So now when I looked at that, it made it make sense to me. Okay. When I read 1 Peter, the 4th chapter and 18th verse, where it says, if it is hard for a righteous to be saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? In other words, if a righteous, now think about this, if a righteous person can scarcely get through, can scarcely make it through this entrance. And we've already read in different passages of scripture that there's none righteous, no, not one. But the word used that term righteous to get us to understand if someone like Job, a man who feared God, stayed away from evil, okay, who was obeying the commandments of God. If that person can barely get through, what about the sinner? This is what the word means when he says with man, it's impossible. Which brings us to what he told again Nicodemus in John the 3rd chapter in the 3rd verse. Jesus said to him, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." He says, "You can't see the kingdom." He says, he reiterates a little bit more in the same passage of John, the 3rd chapter, that you cannot enter. So you cannot see it. You can't enter into it unless you are born again. So when I hear people discuss, that this is a passage of scripture that is impossible, that it doesn't make sense, when they read Matthew 19:24, it's easy for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. It leaves so many people thinking that, well, the Lord, I've been blessed. I got a good job. I make good money. I have a good career. Maybe I'm a wealthy sports person, or I'm into whatever it is that, oil barons, whatever you may think of. I'm rich. So you're telling me because I'm rich, I don't have a chance. Chance to get to where God is. I don't have a chance to get to heaven. I don't have a chance to get to paradise. I don't have a chance to get into the kingdom of God. And that will leave so many people hopeless. Hopeless. But when they understand the death, burial, resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, okay, when they understand that only through Him and believing that the Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, did this, did that for us, made a way for us to get in because of our faith in Him, we don't have to worry about trying to squeeze through the eye of the needle. Because there's nothing that we could do that can get us through. But it's only by believing that Jesus died for us. But we don't have to worry about coming through the eye of the needle, that the Lord has the gate wide open for us. It's wide open. He can come on through. Oh, we're not trying. We know that we're not bringing any livestock, any excess baggage, anything. Because none of that can we carry with us. Nothing material. But symbolically, we can now get through the eye of the needle because Jesus Christ, his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension on high made the way for us to get through. So now we understand how important it is to enter into the kingdom of God. It's very important. It's what we want. It's what we long for. It's what we look forward to after going through a life. It's not all disappointment. It's not all aches. It's not all pains. It's not all bad weather. No. But as even as Job, as we mentioned earlier, said, it's a place where the wicked cease from troubling. There'd be no wicked there. Our weary souls will be at rest. All the old folks had so many good sayings. A place where every day will be howdy and never goodbye. There's so many different illustrations. The biggest thing that I like, the word says, place where I'll be able to see God face to face. I don't know about anybody else. I long for that. I'm not anxious to get there. I'll get there soon enough. Whether it's today, whether it's a decade from now, whether it's 100 years from now, that still will be no time compared to the eternity that I will have to spend with him. Oh yes, entering the kingdom of God always very important. And I'm no longer disillusioned or confused about having to squeeze through the Lord. My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has made the way for me to get through. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How important is the word of God to you when it comes to entering the kingdom of God? We hope and pray that the passages of scripture that we shared with you, Matthew 19, the 23rd through the 26th, we emphasize the 24th, 25th, and 26th verses, 1 Peter 4, 18, and even John, the third chapter, the third verse, we'll be able to those have whet your appetite, has caused you to even look deeper into the word when it comes to entering the kingdom of God and why it is so important and should be so important to you. Because right along with that, you need to understand that unless you're born again, it's not going to happen. I'm not going to disillusion you. I'm not that one that's trying to soften the blow, as they say. Jesus said it plain like that. You must be born again. Whenever the talk comes about getting to heaven, getting to paradise, getting into the kingdom of God, remember the first prerequisite. You must be born again. And that simply means the simplest thing is believing that Jesus came, died, suffered, bled and died resurrected and ascended into heaven for you, so that God, perfect God, holy God, who cannot even look upon sin, can now look at you through the blood of his son. That's the only way to get into the kingdom. Oh yeah, I told you it would require some in-depth study. We always willing to do that a little bit further with anyone that contacts us and desires. We have different ways of being able to discuss this further, which we can do this over the phone. We can do it through text. We can do it even on another podcast or through our Bible study. And we always give you the chance to contact us for the information, the way to do that. And for those who don't have that, you know that you can reach me. The easiest way would probably be through our website, which is St. James, M as in Mary, B as in boy, C as in Charlie, Philly.com. That is STJAMESMBC, Philly.com. God bless you. May the Lord ever keep you. And may these words that we share with you today illuminate, give some light, some understanding to about the kingdom and entering in the kingdom of God in light, especially in Matthew 19:24. Praise the Lord.